New TV shows are coming out this fall despite the pandemic. The options are more limited, but Hollywood is grinding its way back into gear. Even Saturday Night Live is coming back with an audience right there in the studio, just like in the olden days. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans is here to talk about that and more. And Eric, first that. How is Saturday Night Live going to make this work safely with an audience right there?
Well, there's an online place where you can apply to get tickets to the show, to be there in person. And it's been that way for quite a while. And then once you get that ticket, you actually get tested. You have to take a test when you get there. It's self-administered. They'll do temperature checks as well. You have to have face coverings and masks at all times. And of course, they're going to ask if you've come from any states that are having problems with outbreaks, and if you've exhibited any symptoms of COVID or been around anybody who has any symptoms of COVID. But if you pass all of that, then you're allowed to actually attend. And I guess we'll see how well that works in screening out people who might have the virus.
Is it going to be full capacity, or are they going to be spreading people out in the audience?
I've been to several SNL tapings. That studio is small. You're not going to have hardly any audience if you have a great deal of social distancing, but I imagine they'll probably let in fewer people and distance the people that come in.
And presumably the cast is not going to be masked?
Presumably, yeah. As you noted, Hollywood is sort of easing back into production, and so casts and staffers are being tested regularly. And in fact, they even posted on social media photos of Chris Rock wearing a mask during a table read-through, I think, on Tuesday. So
Chris Rock, who's going to be the guest host.
Yeah, Chris Rock is the first guest host, and Megan Thee Stallion is the musical guest.
Let's move from comedy, Saturday Night Live, to docudrama now. There's a show that debuted this week on the streaming service AMC+. It's a British import called The Salisbury Poisonings, about an actual chemical attack on a former Russian double agent and his daughter in 2018. This is coming out against the backdrop of another alleged poisoning by Vladimir Putin's emissaries, that of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny last month. He miraculously survived that. Eric, what do you think of the docudrama?
I actually think they've done a great job here. Basically, a man and his daughter fell ill in the middle of Salisbury, England. It's a relatively small town. And at first, they didn't understand what was happening to these people. And then they realized that they had been poisoned with a deadly nerve agent. And we have a clip from the show. Let's check it out. It's an expert letting everyone know exactly what they're up against.
If left untouched, it will remain lethal for a very long time.
How long?
About 50 years.
So if it's on a piece of clothing or...
Yes. You could go for days or weeks without touching the precise spot, but as soon as you do, well, you've seen the effects. In terms of protecting citizens, this is bad as it gets.
So what's interesting about this is that there's a lot of parallels between what we're going through now with the virus and their efforts to not only figure out where this substance is and how these people contracted it, but also try to keep anyone else from coming into contact with it. And of course, you know, the virus is much less lethal than this substance, but they had to do a lot of the same things in terms of isolating people and quarantining them, and sort of miraculously only one person died, and it wasn't the people that were targeted.
Eric, before we let you go, I want to talk about a show coming up in a few weeks, David Byrne's American Utopia on HBO. David Byrne was the front man of the Talking Heads. This is a show that hit Broadway before the pandemic. In it, he sings songs from the band, and he has new music there as well. This is a filmed version that was directed by Spike Lee. Do you think it works as a TV special?
Oh, yeah. It's a really specific sort of stage experience. He decided to present a concert where everything other than the people and their instruments was off the stage. So they use wireless technology so that the keyboard player can carry his keyboard. The guitar players don't have any cords. Everyone has wireless mics on their heads. And they all have choreography that is coordinating every moment on stage. And then towards the end, he does a version of Janelle Monáe's Hell You Talkin' 'Bout. And they call out the names of black people who have been killed. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Eric,
Garner.
Say his name.
Eric Garner.
Say his name.
Eric Garner.
Say his name.
Trayvon Martin.
Say his name.
Trayvon Martin.
Say his name.
Trayvon Martin.
Say his name.
And I have to say, you know, as a black man and as somebody who's written a lot about these issues, you know, I really felt myself getting emotional during that part in the show. And I think they just did an amazing job. I think Spike has done an amazing job directing this. And they even managed to add the names of some people who died after they filmed this concert, including George Floyd and Breonna Taylor.
That again is David Byrne's American Utopia on HBO. Thank you very much, NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.